The resignation of Detroit Department of Transportation's executive director, Michael Oglesby, was announced last week. According to the City of Detroit, Oglesby indicated, when he was hired in 2020, that he only planned to stay for 3 years. Mayor Mike Duggan named Michael Staley as the interim leader. Staley most recently served as DDOT's executive manager for paratransit. Just a few days into his new post, he tells WDET's Laura Herberg that the biggest issue facing DDOT is its ability to retain drivers.
So one of the things that we're looking at right now is a driver census, try to figure out where the existing workforce comes from, what zip codes specifically, see if we have some communities within the metropolitan area that are underrepresented, and also get an idea of if there are some communities that we've got most of our existing workforce so that we can target those communities, those zip codes, those districts, and really get into the community. So whether it's working through a network of houses of worship, social service agencies, or whatever, so that we get the word out that DDOT is hiring. And we want to be at a point where if anybody's reaching out to their local house of worship, to their social service agency or whatever, and are interested in employment, that one of the first referrals that gets made is to DDOT.
DDOT drivers get paid about $16 an hour after training. At SMART, the suburban bus service, wages start at about $19 an hour, and in Ann Arbor, wages start at about $28 an hour. What do you think DDOT drivers should be paid to encourage them to stay?
I don't have a specific dollar amount in mind. I mean, obviously, I recognize the fact that that we're operating at something of a disadvantage when you look at systems that are in the general area. So it's, you know, it's one of the things that the mayor's asked us to look at, and we're in the process of doing that.
Tell me about your past experience and what led you to being tapped to be DDOT's interim transportation director.
So I don't know how far you want to go back into ancient history, but I started out in 1986 as a paratransit bus operator in my hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio. In almost 40 years in public transportation, half of my time's been spent doing consulting work. The other half of that time's been spent working for some of the national companies, primarily in a paratransit capacity. But I did do 7 years as an area vice president with a company called Veolia, and I had direct oversight responsibility for a number of properties that perform fixed route services. What put me in line for the interim executive director's position is what has been accomplished with paratransit since January of 2023. And if you'd like me to expound on that, I'd be happy to do so.
Paratransit, for people who don't know, is supplemental public transportation for people with disabilities. What was paratransit like when you came on board in 2022, and what changes were made under your leadership?
The situation that I encountered when I first got here in late June of 2022 was a system that was performing in a substandard fashion as it relates to service reliability. The customer complaint process was pretty much non-existent. Customers had given up on the complaint reporting process because they couldn't see any kind of tangible results on the back end. Accidents and injuries were being reported, but I'm not sure how reliable that data was. But the mayor had directed the former executive director to come up with a new model for complementary paratransit. And so the model that was devised would bring the critical operational functions in-house being performed by employees of DDOT. That happened on January 1st, 2023, and what we've seen since January of 2023 is a vast improvement in on-time performance. Since March of 2023, Paratrans has been operating at or above 97% on time for pickups and drop-offs. The customer complaint process was revamped. It's very robust, very responsive. We perform about 5,000 trips a week, and there's about 2 to 3 complaints a week that are being generated by the trips that we perform.
One former paratransit operator, TransDev, was highly criticized in 2022 for having unreliable service. You used to work for Veolia Transportation Services after it merged with TransDev. Is that correct?
Yes, I do have I do have previous employment with the company that's now TransDev.
So what do you want to say to people who might be worried about the fact that you worked at TransDev?
I would ask people to take a long, hard look at the results in paratransit since January 2023. I spent a considerable amount of time in the lead up to January 1, either meeting directly with or listening to end users of the paratransit system or entities that advocated for people with disabilities. I heard the complaints, and I made sure that people understood that I didn't come to Detroit to operate substandard service. Should they have believed me in September 2022 or October of 2022, November, December? Probably not. I wouldn't have believed me, given the recent past history of paratransit in Detroit. But again, since January 2023, we've made tremendous strides in continuous quality improvement related to the delivery of complementary paratransit services that are safe, reliable, customer-oriented, and cost-effective. So I understand that I've got past history with TransDev, but let's look at the results over the past 7 or 8 months.
I think riders would like to know, how often do you personally ride the bus?
Well, it's interesting that you ask, because on my priority list of things to do, I intend to ride every one of the routes. I want to understand what's going on out there. I want to be able to get as close to an experience as I can to what the drivers are dealing with every day, and I want to understand the customer experiences. I started out as a paratransit bus operator, as I said before, so I understand what it is to be a driver. I respect the work that they do. I understand how hard it is, and I want to experience it firsthand on the streets of Detroit in a comprehensive fashion.
That was DDOT's new interim director, Michael Staley. He spoke to WDET's Laura Herberg.